Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're coming at you every Monday at 7 a.m., 30 minutes or less.
Eat grand desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
We're helping small businesses and contractors get better leads, better systems, and more profitable.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today, we're doing a little episode from home. So sorry about the audio quality here, but we are talking about something I think a lot of people are going to be excited about. We're talking about home improvement leads and even getting more free construction leads. I've seen many people send us a message on our blog, send us a message through our contact form and say, hey, how do I get free leads? And to be honest, normally I kind of like laugh it off. I'm like, well, nothing in this life is free. But I have seen some things lead to free leads for particularly my friend Matt, who has been doing home improvement for some time now, and he's found a bunch of ways to get more leads for free. And, you know, he had been reliant on Home Advisor, and he had kind of moved away from it. And I'll tell you exactly what he did today. So, you know, turn this off if you're not ready for a torrent of leads. But it's only possible through taking control of your own marketing and pushing for yourself. It's not going to be possible if you're lazy, if you're unwilling to do a little bit of work. Turn this off right now if that's you. But I have a feeling it's not. So home improvement companies, and you know, even if you're just a single guy, you can get home improvement leads through doing these things. One, tap into your best referral sources. So you need to actually ask for referrals on social. And you need to make it a habit to ask at the end of service. So just all that means is spend a couple minutes at the end of doing some work for somebody and just say, hey, you know, my business relies on people like you and doing a great job. And then those people share me with their friends and neighbors. So you have to actually ask and make it a habit to ask at the end of service. And then lastly, send an email to your best customers from the past and ask for one introduction. The second source of free leads I'm going to share with you today is the Nextdoor app. It's ripe with free leads. People are on there asking for referrals every day, and you can get on there and look at what they need, whether it be, you know, painting their bedrooms, or whether it be fixing their porch, or whether it be some masonry, whatever it happens to be. There's a ton of people asking for help on Nextdoor, and they're asking from their neighbors, but you could be one of their neighbors. So go to Nextdoor, sign up, and start being of service. And I think that part of this, like any good social network, is to also be of service for things that are not you. So actually giving them good referrals to other businesses, just so you're involved in the community and it's not just a promotional thing. And that's a good rule of thumb for any social media or any platform like that. Be useful no matter what, even when it's not you, and then tell people that you're available when it is you. Third, Facebook groups for your city or your area. And my favorite thing, I've talked about this in other podcasts, but I really think it's worth reiterating, is setting up with another business owner like yourself and referring each other every time. So if you have a buddy who's a landscaper and you do remodeling or home improvement, you essentially ask them to refer you for the remodeling jobs. And then every time somebody asks something related to, let's say, landscaping or lawn mowing, whatever they do, send business their way. So say, you know, all city landscaping is awesome at that. And then have them do the same for you. It's actually completely underrated, and there's tons of people on these city Facebook groups. Particularly if you're in a smaller city on the outskirts of a larger city or in a suburb or even a far country city, Facebook groups are huge and people are on there asking for suggestions for things like you. So be on there with a friend. I think that if you sit there and really spam people or just talk about yourself the whole time, that you're going to exhaust people's patience. That's why I really suggest this kind of back and forth with you and a friend in a business that's complementary to yours. The fourth thing is along the lines of what we do, but I want to talk to you about how you could do it for yourself, even if you couldn't work with a company like ours. So it's the highest intent blog posts. So we've seen this work for companies where it's things that people normally come to you as a first entry point to your business, like let's say kitchens or baths or taking your key services that you do a lot and pairing it with your area. So this versus that in your area. Any versus posts are really good, especially if you are targeting things that you know people are comparing that are like you. Another thing is lists of the best in your city. So the best remodeling company in city name. Another one could be any kind of case study on work that you're doing. So the service plus the city it was in. So bathroom remodel in, you insert your city name here. So you could do this for every project you ever do. All you have to do is take a before and after photo, talk about the things you solve, make the post useful to anybody that's looking for a bathroom remodel, give tips on how you brought it together, how the client or the customer did a great job at picking out the colors or whatever. Make them the hero of the story, but then say, we helped them do this. And if you make it useful to anybody, people might actually read it and people might actually send you a message or give you a call. You do need to ask at the end of the post and make the call to action clear. So maybe even have a button at the end of the post or a big link that just says, send us a message here if you are looking for that service plus in city name. So there you go. That's four quick ways to get more home improvement leads. Actually, just really getting free construction leads. There's tons of ways to get leads out there. And we help companies get leads, but that's not really what this podcast is about today. The point is you want leads, you want more leads, and you want more leads after that. And you need to set up the stuff that gets you leads as systems. If you make the things that get you leads into systems and then you make them into habits, meaning you implement on these things on a regular basis, and then lastly, you build your brand over the long term and you keep your systems and your habits going even when times are good, that will lead to the best results. I see a lot of people, unfortunately, slowing down or stopping marketing or lead generation efforts just because they have a lot of leads at the moment. Maybe they have too much business at the moment. It doesn't matter. I'm not even trying to be a doomsday guy, but there is likely a recession coming. There's no guarantee for your business next season. And the things you do this season, let's say asking for referrals, getting on Nextdoor, joining Facebook groups, writing blog posts, the things you do this season are going to significantly affect next season. So if you get to the middle of next season and you haven't put habits in place and you do have, God forbid, lower amounts of leads than you had before, then don't come crying to me. No, but seriously, habits and systems are super important. And you want to build your brand long term. I am so happy that you're taking steps towards getting a torrent of leads for your business. Take control of your own marketing. Push for yourself. Make sure that you're actually taking responsibility for your business's success. We know that we get much better results for people who do that. We're able to crush it even more for them if they are also doing things for their own marketing. We've seen a lot of success that way, and we've helped companies move from a lead every other day to a lead every day. And from, you know, 10 leads a month to 30 leads a month, we've helped people go from 27 leads to 57 leads a month. Really, we're here to amplify success and to help accelerate your leads. So if you need that, give us send us a message. Check us out at hookagency.com. All over social at Hook Agency, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And thank you for listening. It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast, coming into your ears every single Monday at 7 a.m. with no bullshit. Helping construction companies and small businesses be more profitable with better leads and better systems. All right. See you guys next Monday.